Thank you for holding. Is this Gabriel?
Yes.
Hey, Gabriel. My name's John. I'm the director here at Local Splash. How you doing today?
Yeah, how was that?
So far so good. It's kind of a busy day, but it's a good problem to have. I'm not complaining. I know you were speaking with Tara. Did she do a good job of explaining why we were reaching out to you today?
Yeah, telling me about the listing that you guys are providing in my area.
Mm-hmm. And she wanted me to go over some pricing, but did you have any questions about the listing aside from just the pricing?
No, I mean, I really seems pretty straightforward how it works. So, yeah, I guess just see how much it costs and guess we'll be there.
Okay. And just to be transparent, the main focuses are drywall, flooring, and painting, right?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. But you do any other things? I mean, you're in the kind of like a general contractor category. We can cover you for a lot more than just those three services. We do about 15 different keywords at a time.
Okay. I do like little handyman work. Let me see. I kind of think about everything off of that. What would categorize? What would be a keyword?
Mm-hmm.
Like repairs, is that like a keyword? Repairs, handyman
yeah.
work.
Home repair.
Yeah.
Handyman. Okay. Well, there'll be a client interview if you do decide to move forward. So we'll pull some recommendations out of that handyman and GC categories, and then. You know, obviously you'll have final say on everything. We want to make sure the calls that come through are always custom tailored to your business and qualified. But
right.
Tara told me you were doing pay per lead with Home Advisor right now. Do you like that service?
I just got it. I haven't even like started it up or I just got it really.
Got it.
Trying to get me to add pictures and get reviews and stuff
yeah.
like that. I've been working.
Well, so the reason I asked about that is because those guys are actually on Google for the Jacksonville area. So they get leads from advertising on Google. They just resell the lead to you. And they'll charge you like for each one individually. But I know mm-hmm. they've been known to sell the lead to multiple people, and then they charge you the lead fee even if you don't get the job.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's what I was kind of asking, because if we list you independently here, you won't have any of those problems. I mean, the customers can just call you right off the first page, no lead fees, click fees, call fees, and you don't got to deal with them going to four or five other people. So I'm sure you could see the value in
okay.
that.
Yeah, it's more direct.
Yeah, they'll just be able to call you directly. I mean, if they call you 100 times, it doesn't affect your bill. Your bill is the same.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So as far as cost, for the new in business credit, I can actually reduce the monthly price by about $200. Our platinum package is advertised at $499. I could drop it down to just $299 on a month-to-month basis.
Okay. And that's the package that you have or that you guys are offering right now?
Well, the platinum package is what you would want because your Google business profile isn't verified. So we have to like
right.
create and verify the GBP. And then obviously the directory submissions that go into it. So it's not just the first page placement though. You know, you'd be on the first page of Bing as well. It's not just Google. They run Facebook ads through this campaign as well. So you have Facebook ads or Meta ads. And then there's about 60 total directories as part of your SEO content creation that you could generate some leads from too. Things like Yelp and Yellow Pages and Thumbtack. So instead of you having all your eggs in the Home Advisor basket, who's using Google to get the leads and resell them to you, you know, now you're listed independently on all these platforms. You have multiple different ways of generating leads, and these people will call you directly without any surprise, like lead fees, click fees, or call fees throughout the month.
Mm-hmm.
That's the best package. I mean, you're going to need that package, not just from a return on investment standpoint, but just because of where you stand right now with your Google business profile and everything. But the major benefit to you, Gabriel, is that we even have a listing available in your category. You know, if you do the search on Google, there's only three guys that show up, no matter which keyword you type in. If you do drywall, if you do painting, if you do flooring, if you type in handyman, there's only three options. So we only have one spot open within our company as a Google partner. Once we fill that spot today, we close out the category. We aren't working with anybody else in the area that provides the same services. So that's the benefit to you, is not just getting the Google verification, you know, the Facebook, all those other things are just added incentive. The real benefit is the Google placement. That's where 9 out of 10 of your customers are going to come from.
Okay. So I guess with the whole HomeAdvisor thing and Hinge thing, because I signed up with it, so it was kind of like an upfront purchase.
Oh.
I mean, yeah. So I was kind of going to see how that was going to work out, just because, like, I mean, I already went forward with it, but just seeing that this, what you guys are doing is a month-to-month thing. So I could have it or cancel it at any time or what?
Exactly. Yeah, everybody that we work with is coming back on their own will. So I think that says a lot. You know, a smart business owner is not going to keep paying for our services each month if they're not seeing significant return on investment.
Okay.
And we know that. You know, that's how we retain you guys. So we get in there and we make sure that it's working for you instead of just kind of set it and forget it. You have a team that's in it with you instead of just like, oh, here you go, you're up there, take the calls, good luck, you know. And there's also a tracking system too. So if you're missing calls, it'll like pipeline the information so that way you can get back to them when you're available, and you can request reviews through that tracking system. And it's just kind of like a centralized hub for you that comes in the form of a downloadable app, and it'll help you kind of oversee everything so that way you're not overwhelmed with the marketing and curious as to what's going on. You'll have full transparency.
Okay. Good. So I'm guessing this will be a decision I have to make right now in a second.
Well, we're just a Google partner, so when the spot opens up, they give us a list of the guys that qualify, and then my reps like Tara that you were talking to, they call down the list until we fill the spot. So it's first come, first serve.
Okay. That's basically right now. Yeah, like I said, it sounds like good information, but if I would have heard this deal before I made the other deal, I'd be like, oh yeah.
Yeah, I can understand that. Timing is definitely an X factor. But here's the thing. I mean, we have the availability. If honestly, after a month or two of this, you feel like, hey, I'd rather go back to HomeAdvisor paying per lead, they're always there for you. I mean, you could always go back and buy those leads, you know. But the first page placement on Google, you got to have a spot open in order to do it. I'm really confident if you compare the two side by side, you'll have a pretty definitive answer here in a short amount of time on what's going to be the long-term marketing solution for your business. It's really apples and oranges.
Right. All right. Well, so I guess what they were telling me, they were asking me. I guess I don't know if it's HomeAdvisor or Angie or whatever, but they were just asking, oh, if you have any like Google reviews, then they'll be able to basically transfer it all over or whatnot.
Yeah, they can transfer Google reviews over, but we can't transfer HomeAdvisor reviews to Google, because you're not supposed to, like, Google has verified reviews. So for them, they could just copy and paste reviews. They don't have verified reviews. We can't do that. Like, the reviews that are written on Google are people actually, like, wrote them on their mobile device or their PC or they're logged into their email, and it's traceable back to them. And they do that for a reason. So you can't, like, falsify reviews or have, like, a competitor get up there and write a bunch of bad reviews on your listing. We actually verify the reviews. But what you can do is you can go into your tracking system and any like previous clients that you've had in the past that you want to review from, you could just plug in their phone number and then it'll send them a text message with a link to your Google business profile asking them to put the star rating up there and write a review on the experience. So we could definitely help you build your reviews up from past clients and then obviously the new ones that come in, but we can't like copy and paste them from Home Advisor or another platform and then put them on Google.
Okay.
But the beauty of us being in your Google business profile now and having you on the first page is like any reviews that you get moving forward, if there's like a bad one, we can actually dispute those for you and maintain a positive reputation for the business. So it's good to have us in there before you start the Google business profile, you know what I mean? That way that you make sure the reviews are taken off in the right direction.
Correct. Okay. Yeah, that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So, basically, I guess looking at it, having both of you guys other than one or the other is a good look, essentially.
I've worked with a lot of people who have used Home Advisor by Angie. I'm not going to tell you to cancel them, but that's what most of them end up doing. I've never had a guy be on the first page of Google and then say he wants to pay for leads from a third-party service that's getting their leads from the first page of Google.
You know,
yeah. So we're basically cutting out your middleman and then telling people, you know, it's like an online word-of-mouth chain. We're basically telling people, hey, you're top recommended. We verified him. Here's his Google verification. Here's his website. Here's his reviews. If they're on a mobile device, I mean, they could literally just click JVI Property Solutions. There's like a little phone icon, and, you know, it's ringing. You know, you're getting live calls. It's not a text message that you got to call back. And usually the people on Home Advisor, they fill out a form and then, you know, four or five people will contact them and then they'll kind of pick whatever's more cost efficient for them. Usually, Home Advisor is not really differentiating you guys between each other. They're telling the homeowner that you're all trusted contractors. And so the homeowner's just kind of looking for who's going to give them the best deal usually. And then, so you're paying a lead fee, then you're probably dropping your price to compete with these guys. It kind of eats up some of the profit that should be going into the business.
Okay.
To let them call you direct, they already picked you. They already saw your reviews, they already saw your website, your Google verification, and they're calling you. So, I mean, it's like, it's yours to lose at that point.
Right, it's just me having to close the deal.
Yeah, but I mean, they're already on Google looking for a painter. You know, there's obviously a job there. Yeah, they're not doing that for fun, or flooring or drywall repair, you know. So they type that in, and then they see the reviews, they call you. So it's like they pretty much already decided you're a good fit for them based on what they've seen with reviews and website and Google verification and everything. But, you know, sometimes it's scheduling. It's not as difficult, I would say, of a close when somebody's contacting you for help versus you calling them back and trying to convince them you're better than maybe other people that are prospecting that job.
Right, yeah. Just dealt with that.
Yeah, so you know what I'm saying. So the timing might not be the best because you just did the Home Advisor thing, but you also want to think long-term, too, about your company. You know, you're not going to want to pay per lead every time you get, you know, a lead from somebody or every time you talk to somebody for the rest of the year or moving forward. You know, you're going to want to have like a flat rate. You know what your overhead is each month or throughout the year and then, you know, what you're getting from it and let those guys just call you direct.
Okay. Well, I mean, I guess if I start it, I will, I don't want to cancel it, but like I said, I already got eggs in the basket. Mm-hmm. So it's not that you're selling your service to the wrong person because I'm interested. But it's just like, all right, well, how do I make this work? You're saying that, you know, I understand, you know, your flow or what other people, get out of this, but it's like, all right, but I got to think about what I would get out of my city.
Yeah. I mean, you always got to think from a return on investment perspective. So let's say this. I mean, for flooring, I mean, how many jobs are we going to have to bring you in order for you to make $299 back each month?
Right.
You know, for drywall repair, how many jobs are we going to have to bring you? You know, for painting, you know, that's like – could be a room or two.
Yeah. I mean,
I don't even think it's that.
That's usually what it is. It's not that, like, yeah, people will call, but it's like, oh, well, you know, I was just calling just to see it. But, you know, it's always about making the customer want to spend their money.
Yeah. So. I mean, I think that's a common misconception. It's like a lot of times people who are calling painting contractors, they already have the money set aside for the job, you know. Now they just need the contractor. So the thing is you got like a 10-second window for them to see you and place that call. They might have spent weeks saving up the money, but they get on Google, they search, then they start calling people. You know, it's not really like they're prospecting for weeks or months or, oh, I'm just getting a quote, I got to save some money up. I mean, maybe on Home Advisor, you know, but being on Google, it's a different ball game. I mean, they're not going to be bothering you with nonsense. They already know you're probably busy if you're top recommended already throughout Jacksonville and surrounding areas.
Okay.
So we're pitching high quality work to these people, basically, when we say you're top recommended and you're Google verified too. That gives them a lot of peace of mind too. Most people want to work with a legitimate contractor on their home. So having that Google verification adds a lot of legitimacy to the business. They could see, hey, you know, they verified guys got all the proper paperwork and everything, and Google's verified that they're legitimate, and it's traceable back to them. It's not like, you know, you go pick up a guy outside of Home Depot to do some painting. I'm not saying that's a bad thing, but, you know, if something happens, you know, it's you're kind of gambling with your home versus if you go on Google, you're getting a legitimate contractor.
Right. Okay. Yeah. So, how do you go about setting up? What would you need for this?
Well, I have to create the business profile, secure the position, and then we have to do a client interview with you. Client interviews usually take about 30 to 45 minutes, but we ask for an hour window. That's where they go over like all your keywords, the service area, cover. Basically customize the campaign. And then I'll also send you like the receipt outline of the agreement. You sign off on that. And then, there's a form for Google verification that you fill out. It's a pretty easy form. If you're missing anything on the Google verification form, then we just verify you over the phone with Google. So it's a pretty easy process. We'll walk you through it step by step.
Okay. That'd be something you guys would do, I guess. Today.
Yeah, I mean, if you're saying, hey, you want to give it a shot, I'll create it right now. I'll get you squared away, get you all your paperwork.
I mean, yeah, I could do it. I'm just kind of working now, so.
Okay. Well, I only need like 2 to 3 minutes to secure it, and then we'll do the client interview later today at a set time or tomorrow, depending on your schedule.
Okay.
All right. What's your last name, Gabriel?
Beckford,
B-E-C-K-F-O-R-D. B-E-C-K-F-O-R-D, Beckford?
Yeah.
Okay. And then what's your business email address? I'm going to send you everything in writing.
Sales@JBI Property Solutions. .com.
I'll send you the invoice receipt over there too, so you can write it off as a business expense. And then is this phone number the best phone number for us and your clients to contact you?
No, this is my personal phone number.
Okay. What did you want to have as a business line?
It was 904-257-8174.
Update. All right. And then for the Google verification letter, they're going to send you a postcard in the mail. It'll say Google on it. It'll have your business name on it. And there's a little 5-digit number on the back that I'll need from you when it comes in. What's the street address that I could send that to?
3203 Overhill Drive. One word, Overhill.
Drive. Okay, Florida. 32277?
Yeah.
Okay, and do you want me to hide the address online, or do you want me to leave it?
That address?
Yeah, I can hide it if you like. So that way it just says city, state, zip. You don't have to worry about people showing up at your door or something.
Oh, whoa. That's not my, I thought you were talking about, that's not my business address.
Oh, yeah. You want it to be the business address.
Oh, okay. Oh.
The business street.
For you to send me something?
Yeah, it's a postcard that comes in the mail. Do you not get mail at your business address?
I'm trying to set that up.
I mean, we could still PIN verify your home, but we just hide the address. You know what I mean?
I mean, yeah, you can hide the address. That's fine.
Okay. So the 3203 Overhill Drive, and that's going to be Jacksonville, Florida, 32277. That's where I send the PIN?
Correct.
All right. And then are you okay with your website being attached to the Google Business Profile?
What's that?
It's just like that little link on the profile where it says website. If they click on it, it's like a little globe. If they click on it, it'll automatically take them to your custom website that you have here, the jbipropertysolutions.com.
Oh, yeah, that's fine. Hold on one second.
Okay. All right, and then how did you want your hours of operation for the business listed?
Seven to seven, I guess.
7 to 7, okay. Is that Monday through Friday, or do you work the weekends too?
Monday through Saturday.
Through Saturday, okay. Sunday closed?
Yeah, all on my car.
And you accept cash, check, and card?
Huh?
You accept cash, check, and card?
Will I be able to get something like the Square app from, I guess, Google or something like that? Or
If you have PayPal, you can hook up the PayPal automatically to the site, so that way they can go on to PayPal and just pay you through your website if you'd like, but your website's already kind of set up, so there wouldn't be any kind of, like, merchant processing that we would provide unless we actually, like, built your site for you.
Okay.
Yeah. You got to do that directly with your bank usually. And then they have, like, different fees based off of, like, they run a credit report and everything, and then they'll tell you what the charges are. But I'm guessing for right now I'll just set it up as cash and check, and then once you cross that bridge, you could call in. I'll send you my direct number and extension, and then we could always add that you can accept card, and then we usually let the customers know if they are going to pay with card that they're responsible for whatever that fee may be that the bank is charging you, so just for their convenience, so that way you're not taking money out of your pocket. It's for them to have the convenience of the card, they want that convenience, right. So I have to pay a little bit more, so I'm going to send you my direct number and extension right now. And then I'm also going to send you an email address. If you have any other, like, photos or if you could send in your company logo, so that way we could add it to the actual Google Business Profile itself, that would be very useful. Just helps for long-term branding. And then even if you leave us later in the future, there's no, like, cancellation fee or penalty, and you'd keep all this content. So you keep your Google Business Profile, all your reviews, your Google verification, all the photos that you send in while you're using our services. You just won't see yourself on the first page of the Google search results anymore. Basically, we just stopped doing customization. So just for transparency on that. And then for the client interview, usually it takes 30 to 45 minutes. We ask for an hour window. What's a good time where we can do a client interview with you?
Can you do 8:30?
Oh, you want to go tomorrow?
Yeah.
Okay. I could schedule, I mean, the earliest I could do tomorrow would be like...
Oh, okay, I'm on a different coast, aren't you?
Yeah, we're in California. We're right next to the Google headquarters here. We're in the other Orange County. But, well, yeah, so the earliest is 10. But today it could be like 5, 6, 6, 7.
Yeah, 7.
6 to 7?
Yeah, 6 to 7.
Okay. I'm going to send you a calendar invitation to the appointment, and I'll text you 1 hour before, just as a reminder. If something pops up or changes with your work schedule, just let me know when that text comes through, and then I could always push for, like, tomorrow if we have to, but I'm going to set it as 6 to 7 today. All right, Gabriel, so I got the profile set up and the client interview scheduled. Sending the invitation over to you now. In terms of securing your first month's payment of the $299, how did you want to do that?
It'd be fine.
Okay, now let me ask you, is this under your name, the business name, or both?
What's that, the card?
Yeah.
Both.
Okay, the billing information has to be very specific. So it does say JVI Property Solutions on it?
No, not this one.
Okay, so this one just says Gabriel Beckford?
Well, it says J. Bonner Investment.
That's my LLC name, JBI Property Solutions, my domain name, or my DBA name.
DBA, okay, gotcha. So on the card, what's the name that it has?
J. Bonner Investment.
J. Bonner Investment. And you're an authorized user, obviously, on this card, right?
Yes.
Okay. Cape Honor Investments. Okay. And is the billing address the same as the street address that we're sending your Google PIN, or is it the business street address?
Yeah. No, it's the same.
Okay. All right, so let me update. All right, and then I'm ready for you.
It's going to be 4039.
4039.
3920
0099 4499
4499 Okay, and the expiration date, month, and year? 0825
08 of 25, and then 3-digit code on the back.
458
Okay, and then as an added form of protection, I'm going to walk you through a voice verification. If I say anything that you don't understand or don't agree with, just stop me, okay?
All right.
All right, so you're on a recorded line, Gabriel. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification recording. All of our calls are recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement with our company and as an added form of protection for you as the business owner. It says, to ensure the accuracy of your order, can you please state your business name?
JBI Property Solutions.
Thank you. And can you please state your name and title within the company?
Gabriel Beckford, business owner.
All right. And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of your business today?
Yes.
All right. So it says, to get results as fast as possible, Gabriel, it's important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from our company and your customers within a reasonable period of time?
Yes.
Okay. And hiring us as your Google certified marketing representative, do you agree to let us know about any other forms of online advertisement while you're using our services?
Yes.
Okay. So we know what you currently have. The reason we put that in there is we just, after today, we don't want you to add anything that might be like a duplicate listing. Like, let's say somebody creates another Google business profile with your name, address, or phone number on it. It's actually going to cause them to suspend both listings until we verify it. So if you're not sure, double check with us to make sure you're not paying for something we're already doing or duplicating anything moving forward.
Okay.
All right. And
but you guys are not doing anything I already have, correct?
Yeah, we won't do anything you already have. We won't duplicate any listings or cause any discrepancies. So we're able to see what you have as of today. It's just saying after today. If you're going to add anything, let us know. Okay. And then it says, the initial term of your service agreement is 1 month. We do recommend that you try the services for at least 2 months when you first sign up, but it is a month-to-month service, so you're not binded to any kind of contract. It says your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today. It is March 5th of 2024. It's going to be in the discounted amount of $299 for our Platinum Package Bundle. I have waived all setup fees that are affiliated with your campaign, and I've locked in this discounted pricing structure indefinitely. So when the term is completed, your agreement is set up to automatically renew each month, but you'll keep the discounted price of $299 for as long as you choose to remain with us. It states you may discontinue or cancel at any time. We don't have any kind of cancellation fees or penalties or anything like that. All that we ask is if you are going to discontinue, let us know before the next billing is due so we could stop your billing cycle. And then it says, do you agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
All right. So you're going to receive a confirmation text message with the full agreement outlined in writing. You're also going to receive another text message asking for photos for Google verification. Do you have both of those?
Through the email?
Text. It'll be text and email, text. But yeah, but the text usually comes through first.
Oh, yeah. You sent me Locust Prize. Thank you for choosing.
Yeah. Right. So that one has the outline of the agreement, the one that says terms and has your phone number attached to it at the end. And then there's another link inside of the other text message. It'll say url.localsplash.com/Google. That's your form for Google verification. Okay? I know you're kind of busy right now. I don't want to, like, sit down with you for 30 minutes and go through that all, but when you get a chance, obviously go through it. You want to sign the bottom of your subscription terms and try to fill out that form as best you can. If you do have any questions, comments, or concerns, our customer service line is there. Also, the first text message I sent you is my direct number and extension. Okay? So don't hesitate to call in. We'll basically walk you through it until we see you got the hang of things and everything's up and running properly, and then we'll take the training wheels off and just let you do your thing from there.
All right. Appreciate it.
All right. Well, thank you for signing up. Officially welcome aboard. I'll let you get back to your work day, and then we're going to circle back with you between 6 and 7. Like I said, I'm going to send you that text at 5, so if something pops up, just let me know, okay?
All right.
All right. Appreciate I'll talk it. To you soon. You're welcome.
All right, now.
All right. Bye-bye.